Hi everyone, this is Amy Serafini and welcome to week 3 of the Self-Love Adventure. This week we're going to talk about accepting your good. And last week we talked about accepting your bad, but what I find is equally difficult for people is to accept their good qualities. So we're going to get into that today and the resistance we have to that and do some tapping to release it so that you can fully accept the gifts that you've been given, regardless of your interpretation of them, and not feel like you're bragging or being full of yourself, which is a huge part of the problem. So we're going to get into that today. But first of all, and I didn't do this last week, and I meant to, but I wanted to see if anyone has any questions about last week's material after you went home and did your own tapping. If you do have some questions, you can raise your hand by hitting *2. Or you can type it into the web box, the question box on the webcast, and I will I'll come back to those and answer them for you. So *2 in order to raise your hand, and I will unmute you so you can ask your question, or type it in the question box in the webcast. So I don't see any right yet, but you can raise your hand at any time. So let us get started on this third week. So one of the problems, like I said, is we have this view that in order to accept good things about ourselves, we are bragging or we're full of ourselves, and we're constantly told that when we're young. Nobody likes a braggart. You know, don't compliment yourself. You know, don't take credit for things, downplay it, you know, give credit to other people. And while, of course, we don't want to go around talking about how wonderful we are and taking credit, all the credit, when other people helped us, there is a way to accept them. And one of the ways you know that you probably have an issue with this is if it's really hard, if you really have to force yourself to say thank you when you're given a compliment. And you don't try to have some qualifying factor. So if someone says, "Oh, that's a cute dress. Oh, I got it on sale," like that somehow negates that is a cute dress. Or "Oh, that was a great idea. Oh, I heard it somewhere else." You know, it's like you always have to deflect or give a reason, an excuse why you've done something well. And I know that this isn't the first time you've heard that, but. And you're told many times, say thank you when you have a compliment, and we can kind of grin and bear it and say thank you and get used to saying thank you and smiling without giving an excuse. But what we want to do is release that tension that it causes, that grin and bear it, oh, thank you, and you really want to say something else because it just makes you uncomfortable to accept that compliment. So by the work that we're going to do today in the workbook and the phrase generator, we're going to help you get to a more relaxed, accepting place. So in another way I like to help people see this differently is when you are saying thank you to something, to a compliment, or acknowledging, it doesn't even have to be someone else bringing it up, but if you are saying something nice about yourself, you didn't create that good quality about yourself, okay? So say you're a very kind person. Well, you were born that way, okay? So you were born with a quality of kindness. Now, you could nurture it and really learn how to display it, and you could be, you know, just so warm and cuddly to everyone. However, you were given that as a gift, okay? So that's your gift to honor. And you share that gift with other people, and you accept that you have it. So imagine someone gave you a physical gift. They give you some homemade cookies, we'll say. And you don't even acknowledge that you got them. Or if you do acknowledge that you have these cookies, like, these cookies, oh, these are terrible. How would the person feel that gave you that gift? If you either won't acknowledge that you got the gift, or if you, when you do acknowledge it, you downplay it or make it sound worse than it is, they would feel kind of bad. They'd be like, well, I gave her that gift, and she's not really honoring it. And so it's the same thing when you think about your good qualities. You want to honor the gift that you were given as being you. And so if that kind of helps you see the your good qualities in a different light that maybe feels a little more congruent for you to accept them, then you can use that. If you don't need it, you don't need it. But so for some people, that helps reframe the qualities that they have as a gift that they are honoring by accepting and embracing. Another thing I like to point out about gifts is they are, you know how we have the phrase, everything's relative? Well, they are not relative. There is no relationship of your gift to someone else's gift. There's no point system or scale or any type of rating on how great your gift is compared to any other gift. Your gift is complete by itself. And so this is another thing that we do when we get compliments or we try to think of nice things about ourselves is we downplay them and say, yeah, but either we'll say that's easy for a lot of people to do that or other people are more fill in the blank than I am. So, you know, maybe you can play a decent game of tennis. Well, you say, well, there's so many better tennis players than me, so I'm not going to acknowledge that I'm decent at tennis. So, but that's because we're comparing ourselves to others and we're comparing our gifts to others. So that's like bringing back that thought about the gift of the cookies. If you say, yeah, these are cookies, but there's way better cookies than this. Okay, it doesn't matter what the extent of good cookiness there is in the entire world. It's the cookies that you have that you want to acknowledge and accept, and you're not worrying about anyone else's cookies. And the same thing with your gifts. And so this is another common thing that we do is we compare our gifts to other people, judge them as not as good, and therefore we don't value them. But your gifts are just as important as anyone else's. And yes, there may be someone who, if it is a somewhat quantifiable, maybe you like being tall, and there are people who are taller than you. It doesn't make one better or worse. It just is different, is all. So hopefully, those kind of reframes will help you become more peaceful with accepting your gifts as well. Now, like I said, this is nobody's fault that we don't want to acknowledge our gifts because we're all taught like this from the beginning. We're programmed to downplay our gifts. So we're going to work on that. We're going to work on the resistance to having our gifts, the resistance to acknowledging them, to owning them, the resistance to compare them with others. We're going to tap through those things using our tapping workbook. So I was going to say one other thing, and then I wanted to jump into tapping. The other thing I wanted to say was also, and I mentioned this in one sentence in the workbook, but I want to call attention to it, is a lot of times I hear people say, like, oh, I hear that all the time, like, you're a great decorator, but I don't think I am. I don't see it. Or, maybe you're told you're pretty, and you don't agree with it. So we don't really acknowledge it because we don't see it by our standards. Well, when we're working on these gifts, I want you to write down everything that you've ever been told is neat about you, not just the things that you agree with, but any compliments that you've received, especially if you've received them more than once, anything that comes to mind, because you do have resistance to seeing good in you in those cases. And so they are going to be things that need to be tapped on. So this is when we're making our list of things that we are good qualities about ourselves or things that we want to value, this is going to be not only the things that you kind of see in yourself, but things that other people have told you about yourself. So when you're making your list, this should be a pretty good list. And then you may not get that many down today or immediately, but when you keep working on it, you'll probably keep finding things that you're pretty good at. And, it can be silly things. Like, I can really arrange pillows on a couch. And I have a nice little way of doing that. Or I can fold napkins kind of cool because I learned that when I was a kid, and that's just a little skill I have. Now, I don't want you to be this list to be in the hundreds, but if you're feeling stuck, just write down any small thing just to kind of get you in the flow. And then as we rate them, when we go through the process, you're going to rate them on a scale of 0 to 10, and probably folding napkins, you're not going to have much resistance to that, so you probably won't have to do any tapping on it. But just writing it down will help you, get in the flow and start thinking of other things that you may have some resistance on. So use as many sheets of paper as you want. I'm not going to ask you how many great things you wrote down about yourself. And I'm saying great things and good things, and it can be mildly decent. It doesn't have to be I'm smart because I got straight A's. It can be, I'm smart because I did well in school, and then that meant some A's and B's, and I had a C, but I'm still pretty smart. It doesn't mean you had to be the best at anything in order to write it down. So I guess my encouragement is just to write down as many things as you can and just let yourself feel good. You know, it's fun to write nice things down about yourself, especially when I'm telling you to do it. So it's not conceited at all, because your coach is telling you, I want you to do this. So it's out of your hands at this point. Okay, so that's what I wanted to talk about, the ideas behind the things that we think about ourselves. And I just want to check and see if we have any questions. So it was star 2 if you have any questions about last week's material. And also if you want to write in any questions through the question box on the web stream. And I don't see any in either place. Okay, so I had 2 people say they wanted to tap today, be the live tapper, and neither of them are on the call. So I'm not sure what that's all about. I thought I was all set with a backup even, and they are not there. So I'm going to go through the documentation on the chapter just so we make sure we understand exactly how to use the workbook. That doesn't take that long, but hopefully when we get back to the tapping time, we will have more people on the call. So let's look at our workbooks together for chapter 3. And the first table, that's where you're going to write table A, which is page 4, is where you're going to write down all the things that you know are good about you. And like I said, it can be a little bit good, it can be a lot good, it can be something you see in yourself, it can be something you've been told about yourself. Anything at all that you can think of. And you can come back and add to this. Then you're going to write in your first column your resistance, or how uncomfortable it makes you to acknowledge that about yourself. So you're going to say, I am a good mother. Okay, where does the resistance come up when you say that? And I'm going to tell you right now with that one, I don't know why I picked that one, but you're probably going to be immediately start thinking sometimes that maybe you weren't a perfect mother or you made a mistake, okay? And that can be true with any quality. You're going to think of times when you were not that, and so then you kind of discount it and think maybe I shouldn't write that down because there were mistakes I made and I could have done better. And that's exactly what this week is for. So I want you to write it down anyway and then rank your discomfort with saying it. And a lot of times what's going to come up for those are going to be the memories, and that's what you're going to want to do, the clearing memories, is you're going to clear the memories of the times that you were not perfect. And you're going to use the same technique that we used last week, and you know, where you're telling a story and you're tapping and you're recounting the exact specific event. Pretend you're telling me, and I want to hear every single detail about that event, and you're tapping on the side of your hand the whole time you're telling the story. And then when you get to a part that maybe has more intensity or more discomfort than another part, you're going to stop, and you're just going to tap through the sequence on that one part. So even though I feel really anxious about this part in the story, I completely love and accept myself. And then you go back to telling the story, and then you're going to want to tell the story to yourself several times out loud, tapping the whole time. And then when you come back to I'm a good mother, and you've released the memories that you think discount the fact that you're a good mother, you're going to feel less resistance to it. So that I didn't really go into in this chapter because we did clearing memories last week, but this still definitely applies. In fact, I think at the very end of the instructions I say, use clearing memories and use where I feel it in my body in order to move these things even further. So you've written down in 3A, you've written down your character traits, and then you've written down how much resistance you have in the first column on a scale 0 to 10. Then you're going to take the one that's ranked the highest, and you're going to bring that down to table 3B. And then you're going to write in the emotions. What kind of resistance do you have? How would you describe the resistance? Is it embarrassment? Is it guilt? Is it I came up with a lot of good ones in the workbook. I'm going to go back to them. Do you feel dismissive of it? Do you feel boastful? What are what are the reasons that you, what are the feelings that come up when you acknowledge this good quality about you? And then we're going to do the exact same thing that we've done the last couple of weeks. We're going to, even though I feel, and in the name of the emotion, or I feel silly, I feel embarrassed, I feel guilty, I feel boastful, I feel like a liar when I say this, I feel unworthy. That would be another big one. When I acknowledge my equality, I completely love and accept myself. You'll tap through the points on that. You're going to come back, tap down all the other emotions related to that one character trait. Then you're going to go ahead and re-rate out loud all your character traits in the first table. So you'll go back through them and then go in the second column and rate them all, pick the next highest, and then go through the whole process again. So very similar technique and flow as we've had in the past couple of weeks, but it's just slightly different because we're starting with good things rather than negative things. So let's see. We still do not have any new people dialed in, which is strange that both of them are not there. So I'm going to call on someone who I can see has called in, Suzanne.
Yeah.
Suzanne,
hold on.
Can you be our volunteer today? Oh.
Can you hear me?
Oh, wait, sorry. Yeah, I hit. It keeps unmuting you. Okay, now it's stayed. It keeps muting you after I unmute you. So now I can hear you.
Oh. Can you hear me?
Yes, now I can.
Okay. Sorry about that. I guess I was trying to unmute myself as you were unmuting also, so... well, I guess so.
Okay, and it's funny because the two people that really wanted to do this week, so I'm not sure why they haven't called in yet, but hopefully we'll be able to do a couple people today. So, now I know you're very familiar with tapping. So, what? Let me ask you this, Suzanne: does this make you even uncomfortable to acknowledge that there might be something that you like about yourself?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, so just even, like, having to say out loud, well, I could kind of be a good mother. Like, that does that just feel really weird?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So I'm not surprised, so that's completely normal, and that's what we're gonna tap down. So first of all, let's just do a round of tapping on just being okay with doing this exercise. So, and actually, you know, I think I'm just going to lead, since this is going to be just ghost tapping, I'm going to just lead it. I'm going to put you back on mute. I'm just going to lead everyone through a round. This isn't going to be specific to you. And then I'll come back and we'll do a specific issue for you. And hopefully, how's your nervousness level right now, Suzanne? We'll see if the round changes anything about being a volunteer and acknowledging that there may actually be something good about you.
I'd say what from 1 to 10, meaning 10 is really, like, nervous and everything.
Yeah.
Probably about a 7 or 8.
Okay. All right. See? It's just so hard to even get started. That's what's so
right.
Crazy about acknowledging you're good. So I'm going to put you back on mute, and then I'm going to come right back to you. And that actually reminds me of one other point I wanted to make, and that is, it's obvious when you see how uncomfortable it makes someone to just even start the process that there's really a lot of work to be done here. But the other thing, if you think about when we undo the negative, we have this emptiness or this space that we can then fill up with a positive. And since we're so good at concentrating on our negative, and it's so difficult to concentrate on the positive, when we just have this super imbalance. And so we've been working on releasing the negative the past 2 weeks, and now we're going to work on increasing the positive so that we can start to have some balance and start to fill up that space that we've created with some positive feelings. So let's just do, like I said, a round on letting it practice be okay to do. So tapping on the side of your hand, even though it feels so strange to acknowledge there might be something good about me, I completely love and accept myself. So I want everyone listening to this, either live or on the recording, to just repeat after me by yourself. I'm just going to leave space for you to do that. Even though I just don't even know how to get started with this process, I completely love and accept myself. even though it's embarrassing to even think there might be something good about me, I completely love and accept myself. Okay, so tapping through the points, starting with your eyebrow. This is embarrassing. Side of your eye. I don't want to say there's anything good about me. Under your eye. I've always been told to ignore that. Under your nose. I've always been told that I shouldn't mention it. Chin. What if I could mention it? Collarbone. What if it could be okay to acknowledge I have some good qualities? Under your arm. I have been given some gifts. Top of your head. Wouldn't it be honoring of me to acknowledge my gifts? Eyebrow. I'm not really taking credit for them. Side of your eye. Because it's just the way I was born. Under your eye. I don't take credit for how tall I am. Under your nose. Because that's just the way I was born. Chin. I don't take credit for what country I was born in. Collarbone. I didn't have a choice. Under your arm. And I didn't have a choice of what my good qualities are. Top of your head. I may have developed them. Eyebrow. But I was born with a natural ability. Side of your eye. And that's what I'm going to honor. Under your eye. I'm going to honor this gift, these gifts that were given to me. Under your nose. And I release any feelings of being a braggart. Chin. And I release any weird feelings about being unlikable. Collarbone. And I let go of all the programming I had as a child. Under your arm. And I am open to acknowledging that I have been given some gifts. Okay, take a deep breath. Okay, so Suzanne, I'm going to take you off mute. So how does that feel, Suzanne? Does that make it feel a little less intense?
Yeah.
Okay, so what's your number now on just the overall idea of this discovery session we're going to do?
Probably about a 6.5.
Okay, just a little bit. Okay, but I think maybe it gave you a little bit of also just some, like, get used to it, because I did kind of call on you out of the blue. I guess I'm the volunteer. And we did have one other person did call in, so I'm going to work with two of you today. So, Suzanne, what is one thing, or you can even tell me a couple if you want, that you think you may be able to acknowledge about yourself?
Oh, wow. that I have good people skills.
Okay, you have good people skills. Okay, and so how hard is that to acknowledge on a scale of 0 to 10, 0 being, of course, I have good people skills, and 10 being, oh, that feels awful to say.
It's an 8.
It's an 8. Okay. All right. So you'll have it in column 1 on table 3A. You're going to have You're going to have the people, good people skills is in that column, and then you're going to have the number 8 in the first column next to it. And I just like to write that in myself so I know where we are starting. Okay. And did you have something else on that list?
Do I have what? I'm sorry.
Is there another thing on that list? Because I like to see how working on one issue could often bring down the intensity on another issue.
Yeah.
So what is the other?
I got a few.
What? Okay. Good.
That I'm a talented businesswoman.
Okay. Talented businesswoman. Acknowledging that?
That's probably an 8 also.
Okay.
And I'm good at making money.
Okay.
That's an 8.
8, okay.
I have creative, good ideas.
Okay, creative is good ideas.
Probably the creative ideas is more of a six.
A six, okay. All right, so that gives us four items. They're all, now all three are, the top three are all at an eight, so we'll pick one, whichever one. Which one do you want to pick, Suzanne?
I think probably the one that's most issue more than the other is I'm a talented businesswoman.
Okay. So we're gonna start there. So when you think about saying that out loud, so I am a talented businesswoman, and you have that feeling of eight, uncomfortableness, what kind of feelings do you have when you say that? What does it bring up, stir up in you?
That I've got a lot of people fooled.
Okay.
I don't believe that about myself. So if they feel that way, I must be a good actress.
Okay. Now you're cutting out a good bit, which may not be an issue, but is there any are you walking around or is there any way to make that less cutting?
No, I'm not you on a speaker. I can take you off here. Hold on a second.
And while you're doing that, so just to make sure I understand, so you're saying that you hear that you're a talented businesswoman, so this is one of those things that you're told, but you think you're fooling everyone and you don't really believe it about yourself?
Right.
Okay. Yeah, that's good. And I'm glad you picked something like that, because that is so true. We hear things about ourselves, and we, exactly what you said, Suzanne, we think we've pulled the wool over everyone's eyes.
Right. And I'm like, how in the world did they come up with that?
Right. Okay. And I'm wondering if you don't have the, you know, like, well, a talented businesswoman is Oprah Winfrey or Martha Stewart or somebody that's made billions of dollars. You know, we often then compare ourselves to this extreme example and think that's what a talented businesswoman is. But I imagine if you compared yourself with a lot of friends who are just at your own level, that you might be able to actually kind of see that, but that doesn't count. Like, well,
right.
No, that doesn't count because they're good people in other ways. So it doesn't. I can't compare myself there, but I can compare myself to the most successful businesswoman in the world and decide that I'm not really very good at it. So, okay, good. So which of those, they're both kind of the same. You're fooling everyone and you don't believe it. Is there anything else that comes up emotion-wise?
That I'm not worthy to be
okay,
that.
Unworthy. Yeah, that's a common one too. And okay, so let's go ahead and say these out loud. I feel like I'm fooling everyone when I say I'm a talented businesswoman. What's your number on a 0 to 10, with 0 meaning, or 10 meaning, oh, that is so true, this intense feeling of fooling everyone, and 0 means that's not true. I don't feel like I'm fooling anyone.
It's a 7.
A 7, okay. And then we're going to go to your next one about you don't believe it yourself personally. So when you say, I feel like I don't believe that I'm a talented businesswoman, how true is that for you on a scale of 0 to 10?
That's an 8.
8, okay. And then unworthy. I'm unworthy of calling myself a talented businesswoman. What is your number there?
9.
9, okay. So we're going to start with unworthy.
Okay.
Now, let me ask you this before we start with the tapping. Unworthy, are you saying that you don't deserve it? Like you're unworthy in the sense of other people are better than I am, or unworthy in that I personally just never should be called that because me as a person is not worthy of being called anything good?
What was the first one again?
The first one was that you're, in comparison, you're not good enough yet, so you shouldn't be, you're unworthy of being called that because you haven't made your worth high enough. Or is it unworthy because as a person I don't deserve good things?
I'd say it's more the first one.
Okay, so you're not where you think the bar stands for what a talented businesswoman is.
Right.
Okay, so it's a comparison issue more than a self-loathing type of issue.
It's probably a little bit of both.
Okay. All right.
But
so maybe and when I do the tapping, we'll do both. We'll do a little bit of both then. Okay. So tapping on the side of your hand. Mm-hmm. Even though I feel unworthy to call myself a talented businesswoman. I completely love and accept myself. Even though I am unworthy of being a talented businesswoman, I completely love and accept myself.
Even though I am unworthy of being a successful businesswoman, I completely love and accept myself.
Even though I am not worth being called a talented businesswoman, I completely love and accept myself.
Even though I am not worth being called a successful businesswoman, I completely love and accept myself.
Okay, good. So tapping through the points, starting with your eyebrow. I'm unworthy.
I'm unworthy.
Side of your eye. I know other people say it.
I know other people say it.
Under your eye, but I'm not worth it.
But I'm not worth it.
Little old Suzanne's not worth it. Chin. And I'm not even that great anyway. Collarbone. Even if I did deserve it, I'm not really that good. Under your arm. I know what a successful businesswoman is. Top of your head. I know what qualifies as a successful businesswoman. Eyebrow. And I compare myself to the best of the best. Side of your eye. And until I get there, I'm not a talented businesswoman. Under your eye. I refuse to call myself this. Under your nose. Because I don't deserve it. Chin. Until I am uber successful, I don't deserve it. Collarbone. Besides, who am I to call myself a talented businesswoman? Under your arm. I don't deserve that personally. Top of your head. I'm not good enough as I am. Eyebrow. I have to be better in a lot of things before I can say that. Side of your eye. Before I can acknowledge any little skill in business.
Skill in business.
Under your eye. I mean, there are a few things I can do. Under your nose.
But most anyone can do that.
Chin. It's not special. Collarbone. I just can't accept other people think this about me. Under your arm. Because they don't know. Top of your head. They don't even know what a really talented businesswoman is. Eyebrow.
It doesn't matter how successful I've been in the past.
Side of your eye. Because I have a lot of excuses for how I got there. Under your eye. And none of them are because I'm a talented businesswoman. Under your nose.
I was basically just lucky for a really long time.
Chin. At least that's kind of how it feels. Collarbone. But I'm maybe open to seeing it in a different light. Under your arm. Top of your head. So maybe there's a different way of looking at it. Collarbone. I wonder if I could acknowledge my talent as a businesswoman for me.
Side
side of your eye. Not compared to anyone else.
Not compared to anyone else.
Under your eye, but just feel good about the things I have done.
But just feel good about the things I have done.
Under your nose. The successes I have had in business.
The successes I have had in business.
Chin. Regardless of how many excuses I can make.
Regardless of how many excuses I can make.
Collarbone. I wonder if I could just feel good about them.
I wonder if I could just feel good about them.
Under your arm. And honor those gifts I was given.
And honor the gifts I was given.
Top of your head. Without judging myself.
Without judging myself.
Eyebrow. Without comparing myself to others.
Without comparing myself to others.
Side of your eye. And just recognize I was given some business smarts.
And just recognize that I was given some business smarts.
Under your eye. Maybe I could do that.
Maybe I could do that.
Under your eye. No judgments.
No judgments.
Chin, just be grateful for this business smarts I was gift given.
Just be grateful for the business smarts that I was given as a gift.
Collarbone. I'm open to that possibility.
I'm open to that possibility.
Under your arm. I'm open to potentially believing that I'm a talented businesswoman.
I'm open to potentially believing that I'm a talented businesswoman.
Okay, take a deep breath. Okay, now say, I'm unworthy to acknowledge I'm a talented businesswoman.
I'm unworthy to acknowledge that I'm a talented businesswoman.
Okay, and what's your number now?
It's a 5.
5, good, okay. Now say, I don't believe it when I acknowledge I'm a talented businesswoman.
I don't believe it when I acknowledge that I'm a talented businesswoman.
What's your number?
That's more of a 6.
A 6, okay. So the first one, I'm sure nobody else wrote this down. The first one went from a 9 to a 5. That went from 8 to a 6. And then a lot of people fooled. I fool a lot of people about this talented businesswoman thing.
You want me to rate that one?
Yeah.
Okay. I've got a lot of people fooled. That's a 6.
A 6. Okay, good. So that was good cumulative 7 points. 7.3 release on that one. So that's good. Now, what have you done? What could you say? Well, if I had to say I was a good businesswoman, I had to, what things could you say truthfully acknowledge that you're decent at?
I haven't gone into bankruptcy yet.
Okay. Okay. That is all right. And you haven't set your hair on fire and
right.
Let's talk about some positives. What have you? Because I mean, people aren't just coming up to you on the street saying you're a good businesswoman with no knowledge of anything about you. So I guess let me ask that: why do they think you're a good businesswoman? Why do you think they think that?
When I talk to them, I guess I have like a persona, I guess you could say, or an energy that that they like, that they're comfortable with. I am knowledgeable about certain topics. Let's
draft
see.
Concepts kind of thing.
Right.
Like,
right.
Understand why they want to do what they want to do.
Right. Right. Or that's where sometimes the creativity comes in. Is, you know, I throw out ideas that they like, you know, from
business ideas,
either from my own personal experience or things I've learned, you know, from like going to seminars and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Do any of those ideas just kind of just like, hey, what about, and then just something pops in your head?
Right. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so those are all positive memories, and when you start thinking about actual reasons that people say, you're like, well, I guess that is true. I do come up with some good ideas. I do seem to understand where other people are coming from. You know, those are signs of a person who's a good businesswoman.
Right.
So when you think
I have made decisions that were, you know, I have made been profitable and things like that. So.
Mhm. Okay. And you've been successful in business. You've made profit and an income.
Right.
Okay. Have you never made a mistake?
I've made lots of mistakes.
Exactly. Have you ever known a business person to not make a mistake?
No, we all
okay.
make mistakes. Right.
All make mistakes. Even the best of the best of the best say, I failed 20 times and it was the 21st idea or the 999th idea that worked.
Right.
And it wasn't the, you know, so I'm sure
okay
that you're
for them. It's not okay for me. I'm supposed
to
be
crazy. Oh, okay. All right. It's not okay for
that.
You to keep trying. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So that's
nice
well,
to
because
get it
saying
for the first time.
What, yeah, well, okay. So that's the only way to be a talented businesswoman is if you're right 100% of the time. Okay.
Right, and you get it.
So
you get it right out of the gate.
Right. Okay. All right. So let's do a little bit of tapping on that because I think a lot of people can relate to this specific, you know, if not specifically business, but career, financial, money type of theme.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just do another round of tapping on this. Even though I will only acknowledge something if I'm perfect at it, I completely love and accept myself.
Even though I'll only acknowledge something when I'm perfect at it, I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
Even though I've made mistakes as a businesswoman, I completely love and accept myself.
Even though I've made mistakes as a businesswoman, I completely love and accept myself.
Even though I have such high expectations of myself for business, I completely love and accept myself.
Mm-hmm. Even though I have such high expectations about myself, I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
Good. Okay. So tapping through the points. I have to be perfect.
I have to be perfect.
I have to be perfect 100% of the time.
I have to be perfect 100% of the time.
On the first try.
On the first try.
I don't have leeway for mistakes.
I don't have leeway for mistakes.
Otherwise, I'm not worthy.
Otherwise, I'm not worthy.
I will only agree with them when I'm perfect.
I will only agree with them when I'm perfect.
I will only acknowledge my good qualities when they are 100% perfect.
I will only acknowledge my good qualities when they're 100% perfect.
Because I get to be the judge.
Because I get to be the judge.
I get to decide what's good and not good.
I get to decide what's good and not good.
I dismiss everyone else's opinions.
I dismiss everyone else's opinion.
And mine's the only one that matters.
And mine's the only one that matters.
At least that's what the criteria I'm using for this quality.
At least that's the criteria I'm using for this quality.
I'm saying that I'm the only one that can make the decision.
I'm saying that I'm the only one that can make the decision.
No matter how many great ideas I have or how much knowledge I have, it still doesn't count.
No matter how many great ideas I have or how much knowledge I have, it still doesn't count.
It doesn't count until I say it does.
It doesn't count until I say it does.
Until I'm on the cover of Fortune.
Until I'm on the cover of Fortune.
Until I'm interviewed by the New York Times for my business prowess.
Until I'm interviewed by the New York Times for my business prowess.
Until I'm on a panel with Warren Buffett and Bill Gates and, oh, that guy's dead. Other successful business people.
Until I'm on a panel with Warren Buffett,
Bill Gates.
Oprah Winfrey.
Then it doesn't count.
Then it doesn't count.
But maybe I could acknowledge the talent that I do have.
Maybe I could acknowledge the talent I do have.
Because I do enjoy talking about business.
Because I do enjoy talking about business.
And I do have some good ideas.
And I do have some good ideas.
And I've taken a lot of training.
And I've taken a lot of training.
And it's really clicked with me.
And it really clicks with me.
I really understand what they're saying.
I really understand what they're saying.
And I can apply it.
And I can apply it.
So maybe I do have some talent.
So maybe I do have some talent.
And maybe I can acknowledge that.
And maybe I can acknowledge that.
I choose to feel comfortable saying I'm a talented businesswoman.
I choose to feel comfortable saying I'm a good businesswoman.
And I attach no strings to it.
And I attach no strings to it.
No judgments, no comparisons.
No judgments, no comparisons.
I just acknowledge that I do have some talent.
I just acknowledge that I do have some talent.
Okay, take a deep breath. Okay, now say, I'm unworthy to acknowledge I'm a talented businesswoman.
I'm unworthy to acknowledge that I'm a talented businesswoman.
Okay, what's your number?
3.
3, good, okay. And I don't believe it that I'm a good businesswoman. Say that.
I don't believe that I'm a good businesswoman. That's more of a 4.
4, okay. So you went from a 9 to a 5 to a 3 on the unworthy, from an 8 to a 6 to a 4 on the I don't believe it, and I'm fooling a lot of people. What's that number?
That's a 3.
3. Okay, great. So that went from a 7 to 6 to a 3. So you went down another 7. So you went down a total of 14 points on that whole talented. So just go ahead and say, I'm a talented businesswoman. What's your squirminess factor in saying that?
I'm a talented businesswoman. I'm a 4.
4. Okay. So you went from an 8 to 4. That's great. Good people skills. I want to hear where you are on that. I have good people skills.
That's a 3.
3, okay, great. You went from an 8 to a 3. I'm good at making money.
That's more of a 5.
5, okay. And we didn't really touch on that at all. So
I was
wondering if it was going to go down at all. I'm creative and have good ideas.
That's a 3.
Great. Okay, great. So you went from, you lost another 5, 9, 12, 15 points on that. So that was really good. So do you see how you could keep going with that? Specifically, if you have any mistakes that you made in business? Okay, so tap on some of those memories where you're like, oh, I should have done this, or I should never have done that, or that was a bad idea, or I knew better. A lot of times with that, it's like, I knew it wasn't a good idea. I should have trusted myself, and you did it anyway. So any kind of memories that come up that are specific to being, you know, where you think discounts you from being a good businesswoman, those would be good ones to clear. And then just the idea that there is no standard for what a talented businesswoman is. Mm-hmm. So acknowledging that does not rank you. It does not put you in, you know, you're not saying I'm up there with Oprah. It's just saying, yes, I have talent in business. And that might feel a little more comfortable, just to acknowledge that bald fact. It's no interpretation, no putting yourself above others. And that was another thing I was going to bring up is the whole idea about comparison. Is that's how we rank ourselves. We rank ourselves like, oh, I'm better than this at this, and then I'm worse at this than that person. And we think of ourselves as better or less than other people, depending on our qualities. And so what we want to do is take that out of the picture altogether. There is no better. There is no worse. There just is. So when you're saying I'm a talented businesswoman, is any of that true? Yes. Okay. Then I'm a talented businesswoman. Now, am I asking you to say, am I the most talented business? I'm the most talented businesswoman in the world. Not asking you to say that. So you can, you know, if you just focus on the actual truth of the gift that you've been giving, you do have some talent in business. You know, and I'm sure there's things that you have no talent in. Like, you may not be in any way a good artist or drawer or somebody, you know, that can draw a picture of someone and someone could actually recognize it. Or maybe you have bad handwriting. You know, maybe there's just things that you – and that's fine, too. There's no judgments around that. And just like that, there's no judgments around being a talented businesswoman. It doesn't mean anything. It just is – it's a truth. Mm-hmm. So see if you can play with that a little bit. Does that feel – feel like a good direction you could go?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. And then get into some new ideas that are, because the 4 that we talked about were all around business, which is great, but, you know, get into some more personal ones as well.
Okay.
Okay. So make sure you fill out that list, you know, at least all the whole page. Because I'm sure, you know, if you can do four just around business, I'm sure you can fill up that whole page.
Okay.
Cool. Well, thank you, Suzanne. And we do have a little bit of time. And no, she hung up again. Okay, the person who came back on is gone again. So, you know, I guess we have just a little bit more time, so let's do one more with you, Suzanne.
Okay.
So what other thing, unbusinessy, do you think you could we could tap on?
That I'm a good mother.
Okay. And that is a rich, rich vein. So there's going to be a lot of, and I know we have quite a few mothers in this group, so and fathers, parents. So this is a big one. And the thing that I want to start out as the base, you know how we have Oprah Winfrey and Warren Buffett as our business people. The thing is, there is no perfect mother to even compare yourself to. You know, you can say TV, but TV is not real. And so we think, oh, the way I can know I'm a perfect mother is I have perfect children. And they have perfect children. And their lives are perfect. And we're all perfectly happy and perfectly love each other and perfectly say perfect things to each other all the time. And that's the bar for a good mother. Okay, so none of that is even one tiny percent possible for that to be true. So there's going to be a lot of things that happened in the past that you've made a mistake. You know, just the sheer number of hours that you're a parent, you're going to have a lot of mistakes because just so much opportunity, so much time to make a lot of mistakes. You know, it's not like a 6-hour job. You know, you're done and you didn't make any mistakes during those 6 hours. But you're, you know, been a parent for years and years and years and years, lots of time to make mistakes. So when And you have different children. Different children have different, you know, they come into the world one way, and there's very little you can do about some of the things that are about them. Sometimes that's great, and sometimes it's not so great. Sometimes there's a lot of challenges involved with the way, you know, your children came into the world with their special qualities. Sometimes some are more difficult than others. So, again, doesn't reflect on whether you're a good mother or not. So, but there's probably quite a few things that you can tap on for a good mother. So when you say, I'm a good mother, what is your uncomfortableness factor on the 0 to 10?
It's a 7, 7.5. It might even be an 8.
Okay. All right. You like those 8s. Okay.
Okay.
So when you say that, what emotions come up when you say, I'm a good mother?
Regret, sadness.
Mm-hmm.
You know, kind of being real, again, it's that whole, you know, shoulda, woulda, coulda, I should have been, mm-hmm. you know, it's the perfectionism that
right.
comes up, you know.
Okay. And I think regret is a really good description of that, is
mm-hmm.
the, because the regret has to do with something you didn't do or did do that's not perfect.
Right. Like,
so
if I would have known then what I know now, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah, there's that part of, and there's even the part of, I knew it was a mistake when I did it.
Right.
Like we still make mistakes, like, oh, this wasn't the best idea, but I did it anyway, and that's okay, too. It doesn't mean that you just, you know, sometimes it's because you didn't have the, you didn't know what the future held, okay? So then there's
right.
absolutely nothing you can do. And sometimes, you know, you just made choices, and you realize they weren't, maybe even at the time, maybe you thinking this isn't the best choice, but I'm going to do it anyway. And so there's different kinds of regrets, and both of them can easily be tapped down. So for sure on this topic of good mother and regret, there's going to be a number of memories to clear. Okay, so like
mm-hmm.
I said, this is a rich area. So with that, I would just make a list of the top 5 regrets that you have as a mother. And make them specific. So it's not going to be a regret like I should have spent more time with my children. Okay, because that's very general and it covers a long period of time and there's no specific memory associated to it with it. It could be, you know, it's going to be something specific like when X happened, I should have done this.
Mm-hmm.
And something very specific. Sometimes it can be an actual memory, like a movie like we did in the past where it's like, and then he said this, and I said this, and then they said this, and then the kids saw this, and then that's a specific memory that you wish you'd never been involved in. So it could be decisions you made, it could be specific memories, but they're all going to be kind of things that happened in the past, and they still get treated really the same way as clearing memories. As you tap through them talking about it, you know, and I decided to do this, I decided to go back to work because I thought we needed extra money, but I didn't understand that my two youngest sons really needed me at home, and that I feel like it really made a difference, and I feel like they don't trust me anymore. I'm just making things up.
Right.
Those kind of things. You talk through the issue of why you did what you did, the reasons behind it. You really wanted to go on vacation, and that was the way you're going to get the money, is if you went back to work, you know. And you can say, why did I choose vacation over my children? You know, like, we make all these judgments about ourselves later. So just say the whole event, the whole process of what happened, and tap the whole time that you say it. But
okay.
Let's just do a round on regret, because I think this is applicable to a lot of people. So just say, I feel regret about when I say that I'm a good mother.
I feel regret when I say that I'm a good mother.
Okay, so tapping through the points, tapping on the side of your hand, even though I feel, oh wait, I didn't ask you your number. What's your number?
it's an eight.
Eight, okay, you love those eights today. Okay,
yeah.
Even though I feel regret when I say I'm a good mother, I completely love and accept myself.
Even though I feel a lot of regret when I say I'm a good mother, I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
Okay, go ahead and say that twice more in the same sentence.
Okay. Even though I feel regret when I say I'm a good mother, I deeply and completely love and accept myself. Even though I feel regret when I say I'm a good mother, I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
Okay, so tapping through the point, starting with your eyebrow, all of this regret.
All of this regret.
Side of your eye. About the choices I made.
About the choices I made.
Under your eye. Things that happened or didn't happen.
Things that happened or didn't happen.
Under your nose. The times I was not perfect.
The times I was not perfect.
Chin. So many of them over so many years.
So many of them over so many years.
Collarbone. Of course I wish I was perfect.
Of course I wish I was perfect.
Under your arm. Who doesn't want to be a perfect mother?
Who doesn't want to be a perfect mother?
Top of your head. Saying exactly the right thing right when your child needs it.
Saying the right thing exactly when your child needs it.
Eyebrow. Being there exactly when they need you and not when they don't.
Being there exactly when they need you and not when they don't.
Side of your eye, giving them the perfect experiences of childhood.
Giving them the perfect experience of childhood.
Under your eye, I wish I could have been perfect.
I wish I could have been perfect.
Under your nose, but I know that is never, ever even remotely possible.
But I know that's never remotely possible.
Under your chin, no one can do that.
No one can do that.
Under your arm, and every child is different.
And every child is different.
Top of your head. So it's impossible to perfectly parent children.
It's impossible to perfectly parent children.
Eyebrow. But it doesn't mean you can't be a good mother.
But it doesn't mean you can't be a good mother.
Eyebrow. Because I really did do a lot for my children.
Because I really did do a lot for my children.
Under your eye, I really, really put them first.
I really, really tried to put them first.
Under your nose, they are my priority.
They were my priority.
Chin, they're still my priority.
They're still my priority.
Collarbone, I still want to take good care of them.
I still want to take good care of them.
Under your arm, and still support them as adults.
And still support them as adults.
Eyebrow, so they can be as happy as they can be.
So they can be as happy as they can be.
Side of your eye, and I will always try to do that.
And I will always try to do that.
Under your eye, and I will always make mistakes.
And I will always make mistakes.
Under your nose, and there will always be times when I don't know what's best.
And there will always be times that I don't always know what's best.
Chin, and I accept that.
And I accept that.
collarbone, and I also accept that I really tried hard and I really loved my children.
And I will also accept that I really tried hard and I will always love my children.
Under your arm. And that's what a good mother is.
And that's what a good mother is.
Top of your head. Someone who loves her children and tries their best.
Someone who loves their children and tries their best.
Eyebrow. And that's what I did.
And that's what I did.
Side of your eye. And so maybe I can accept I'm a good mother.
And so maybe I can accept that I was a good mother.
Under your eye. It doesn't mean I was able to get them out of harm every single time.
It doesn't mean that I was able to get them out of harm every single time.
Under your nose. It doesn't mean that I knew everything they needed before they knew it themselves.
And it doesn't mean that I knew everything they needed before they knew it themselves.
Chin, it just means I tried my best and I loved them.
It just means that I tried my best and that I loved them.
A collarbone. And that's what a good mother is.
And that's what a good mother is.
Under your arm. And so I accept that I'm a good mother.
And so I accept that I'm a good mother.
Top of your head. And I am not a perfect mother.
And I'm not a perfect mother.
Eyebrow. I'm a good mother.
I'm a good mother.
Okay, take a deep breath. Okay, now say your sentence. Say, I'm a good mother.
I am a good mother.
Okay, and what's your uncomfortableness factor related to that quality?
Actually, it's come down to a 3.
Good. All right. Excellent. So you went to an 8 and 8 to a 3. Good. Okay, and I would just keep doing that because I think you can get that down to a 1. There, you know, every parent is always going to have a regret. And I would just start with maybe a few of the bigger ones. You know, I know that you've done a lot of tapping, so you probably cleared some already. But I think part of it is just, it's, you know, there's the resistance to saying it because of the facts that we think we have, but there's also the resistance to bragging or, you know, if we said it out loud, you know, what would our children say? You know, like, oh,
right.
That, you know, they might disagree with me. And children are children, so that's a whole other situation. But, you know, just being comfortable. And try and say that. I know you've done some mirror work before. See about just saying
mm-hmm.
that in front of the mirror. And we're going to talk about that in lesson 6. But, you know, just in front of the mirror, I'm a good mother, and I accept that about myself. And
okay.
Actually, I think I have you say, I'm a good mother, and I love that about myself, so that you really
okay.
get, you know, really let that sink in. And just feel good about being a good mother. And I think a lot of people on this listening to this call will resonate with that material. So thank you, Suzanne, very much for being courageous to share with us your very embarrassing, talented businesswoman and good mother skills. And now we all think you're a complete braggart. See, none of us think that. That's the crazy part. Not one of us thinks, oh, that's Suzanne. She is so full of herself. We all think, oh, that's nice. Suzanne's a good mother and a good businesswoman. That's great. And that's the end of it. You know, we're happy for you. So, you know, if you can, we just want you to get to that space too. Feel
okay.
good about that. All right. So
thank you.
Thank you. You are welcome. I'm going to put you back on mute here and then just wrap up. So that was the call on accepting you're good. So please make your lists and go through them and go through the emotions and memories if you need to for everything. And we will talk next week, same time, 4 p.m. Eastern. And I will send out the material again on Tuesday. And if you have any questions, please, if you're not on the Facebook group page, please friend me. And I will add you to the group. That's a great place to ask questions. Or if you cannot be on Facebook, if you want to email me, you can do that. So we'll talk to you in a week, and have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
The conference is now completed. Goodbye.